Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Viewers, in the previous session, we have already analyzed the collection of the Quran, which has supposed to be taken place under the auspices of the Caliph Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And we have also analyzed some collection methodology narratives in the previous sessions. Now, in today's session and perhaps in the next session also, we'll cover some of the other collection narratives, and they too are supposed to be the first collection narratives, or they present an alternative picture, in fact, from the Standard Version. We know in the Standard Version, Abu Bakr ta'ala anhu was the person who was responsible for this first collection of the Quran. However, in these alternative accounts, we shall see that there are some narratives in which Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was also the first collector, or he was the person who initiated the first collection. However, these narratives are different from the Standard Version. Then we have other narratives in which we find Umar radiallahu anhu to be the first collector. We have still others in which Usman radiallahu anhu as the first collector. And finally, we have another narrative which says that Salim was the first collector. So in today's session, we will try to cover the alternative accounts which also depict Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to be the first collector. However, these accounts, they contradict the Standard Version. So I'll read out the text and the translation of these narratives before you, and then we shall see if the text as well as the isnad of these narratives stand the test of historical criticism. So let me start off by reading the first of these narratives in which we find Abu Bakr ta'ala anhu to be the first collector. And as I said earlier on, these will be the narratives which I read out to you in which the versions which will be depicted will be different and also contradictory to the Standard Version. So the first of these narratives is supposed to be found in Baqilani's Al-Intisar. Al-Intisar fil Quran. So the words are, and it is narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab. So he says, "Anna ibn al-Khattab, لَقَدْ خُتِلَ يَوْمَ الْيَمَامَةِ قَوْمٌ كَانُوا يَقْرَأُونَ قُرْآنًا كَثِيرًا لَا يَقْرَأُوا غَيْرُهُمْ فَزَهَبَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا كَانَ عِنْدَهُمْ." Which means, it is reported from Umar ibn al-Khattab, "In the battle of Yamama, some people who used to recite a great portion of the Quran, which others never knew, were killed. So whatever Quran was with them was lost." So this was obviously, although the mention of Abu Bakr here is not explicit, but implicitly it refers to the same incident we already have covered in the main version. But here we find obviously the words that there were certain portions of the Quran which only few memorizers knew. So although it's not explicitly referring to Abu Bakr's name here, but we know that it is referring to the same incident, but with some different details. The second of these narratives is from Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu anhu, and we find two versions of this narrative. The first of them is recorded by Tabari in his Tafsir, and the second of them we'll find in Al-Muqaddimatan fi Ulum al-Quran, which is obviously edited by Arthur Jeffrey. So I'm now going to read out the first of these variants before you, which is taken from the Tafsir of Tabari. لما قتل أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم باليمامة دخل عمر بن الخطاب على أبي بكر رحمه الله فقال إن أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم باليمامة تحافتوا تحافت الفراش في النار وإني أخشى أن لا يشهدوا موطنا إلا فعلوا ذلك حتى يقتلوا وهم حملة القرآن فيزيء القرآن وينسى فلو جمعته وكتبته فنفر منها أبو بكر وقال أفعل ما لم يفعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتراجع في ذلك ثم أرسل أبو بكر إلى زيد بن ثابت قال زيد فدخلت عليه وأمر مهزئل فقال أبو بكر إن هذا قد دعاني إلى أمر أفأبيت عليه وأنت كاتب الوحي فإن تكن معه اتبعتكما وإن توافقني لا أفعل قال فاقتص أبو بكر قول عمر وعمر ساكت فنفرت من ذلك وقلت نفعل ما لم يفعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أن قال عمر كلمة فما عليكما لو فعلتما ذلك قال فذهبنا ننظر فقلنا لا شيء والله ما علينا في ذلك شيء قال زيد فأمرني أبو بكر فكتبته في كتع الأدم وكسر الأكتاف والعصب فلما هلك أبو بكر وكان عمر كتب ذلك في صحيفة واحدة فكانت عنده فلما هلك كانت الصحيفة عند حفصة زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم ان حذيفه بن اليمان قادم من غزوه كان غزاها في فرج ارمينيا فلم يدخل بيته حتى اتى عثمان بن عفان فقال يا امير المؤمنين ادرك الناس فقال عثمان وما ذاك قال غزوت فرج ارمينيا فحذرها اهل العراق واهل الشام فاذا اهل الشام يقرؤون بقراءه ابي ابي بن قعب فياتون بما لم يسمع اهل العراق فتكفرهم اهل العراق وإذا أهل العراق يقرؤون بقراءة ابن مسعود فيأتون بما لم يسمع أهل الشام فتكفرهم أهل الشام. قال زيد فأمرني عثمان بن عفان أكتب له مصحفا فقال إني مدخل معك رجلا لبيبا فسيها فما اجتمعتم عليه فاكتباه وما اختلفتما فيه فارفح إلي. فجعل معه أبان بن سعيد بن العاص قال فلما بلغنا إن آية ملكه أن يأتيكم التابوت قال زيد فقلت التابوه وقال أبان بن سعيد التابوت فرفعنا ذلك إلى عثمان فكتب التابوت. قال فلما فرغت أرزته أرزة فلم أجد فيه هذه الآية من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عهد الله عليه إلى قوله وما بدلوا تبديلا. قال فاستعرضت المهاجرين أسألهم عنها فلم أجدها عند أحد منهم ثم استعرضت الأنصار أسألهم عنها فلم أجدها عند أحد منهم حتى وجدتها عند خزيمة بن ثابت فكتبتها ثم عرضته أرزة أخرى فلم أجد فيه هاتين الآيتين لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم إلى آخر السورة. فاستعرضت المهاجرين فلم أجدها عند أحد منهم ثم استعرضت الأنصار أسألهم عنها فلم أجدها عند أحد منهم حتى وجدتها مع رجل آخر يدعى خزيمة أيضا فأثبتها في آخر براء. ولو تمت ثلاث آيات لجعلتها سورة على حدة ثم عرضته أرزة أخرى فلم أجد فيه شيئا. ثم أرسل عثمان إلى حفصة يسألها أن تعطيه الصحيفة وحلف لها ليردنها إليها فأعطته إياها فعرض المصحف عليها فلم يختلفا في شيء فردها إليها وطابت نفسه وأمر الناس أن يكتبوا المصاحف. فلما ماتت حفصة أرسل إلى عبد الله بن عمر في الصحيفة بعزمة فأعطاهم إياها فغسلت غسلة. So I'm now going to read out a translation of this narrative before you. Zayd reported, when Muhammad's companions were killed in the battle of Yamama, Umar ibn al-Khattab came over to Abu Bakr and said, on the day of Yamama, people succumbed in the battle the way moths succumb to fire, and I fear that that wherever there is going to be a battle, they would do the same until they would be killed. And since they are the memorizers of the Quran would get lost and forgotten. I wish you could have it collected and written down. Abu Bakr did not like the suggestion and said, should I do something which the Messenger of God never did? This issue was repeatedly discussed between the two. Kharija said, then Abu Bakr sent for Zayd. Zayd said, I came over and found Umar disconsolate. Abu Bakr then said, this person, which obviously he was referring to Umar, has given me a suggestion in a matter and I have refused to accept it. You are among the scribes of revelation. If you agree with him, I shall follow both of you. And if you agree with me, I shall then not have this task done. Zayd said, then Abu Bakr narrated the concerns of Umar regarding this matter while the latter remained silent. And I also did not approve of this task and said, should we do something which the Messenger of God never did? This discussion went on until Umar made this remark. What will burden you if you two agree on this, if you two agree to this task and accomplish it? We started to deliberate on it and then said, by God, we will not be burdened in this matter in any way. Zayd said, Abu Bakr ordered me to carry out this task and I wrote down the Quran on pieces of leather, shoulder blades and bark of palm trees. When Abu Bakr died and Umar became the caliph, he had the Quran written down in a sahifa which remained with him. When he died, the sahifa remained with Hafsa, wife of the Prophet. Then Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman came over from a battle he had fought on the front of Armenia. He did not go to his house, but went straight to Usman and said to him, O leader of the faithful, get hold of the people. Usman said, What for? He replied, I have fought on the front of Armenia. The people of Syria and Iraq were present there. Those of the people of Syria were reading the Quran on the recital of or the Qiraat of Ubay ibn Ka'b and were reading in a manner which the people of Iraq never heard of. And they started to call the people of Syria as disbelievers. And the people of Iraq were reading the Quran on the recital of the Qiraat of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and were reading in a manner which the people of Syria never heard of. And they started to call the people of Iraq as disbelievers. Zayd said, Uthman ordered me to write a mushaf for him and said, I will depute another person to you for this task. He is very intelligent and knows the classical language. Write down on whatever you two agree, and if you two differ on anything, refer it to me. Uthman then deputed Aban ibn Sa'id ibn al-As. Zayd said, When we reached the words, Inna ayata mulkihi an ya'tiyakum at-tabut, I said, It should be written as a tabuh, but Aban insisted that it should be written as a tabut. We took this matter to Usman, who decided in favor of the latter, and it was written down thus. Zayd said, When I finished, I examined what I had written and found that it did not contain the following verse. Min al-mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi till the words wa ma baddalu tabdila. Then I discussed this with the Muhajirun, asking them about it, and did not find it with any of them, and then discussed it with the Ansar, asking them about it, and did not find it with anyone except Khuzaimah ibn Sabit al-Ansari. So I wrote it down. Then I examined the written down Mus'haf a second time, and now I could not find the two verses, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّنْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Then I discussed this matter, and then I discussed with the Muhajirun, and did not find it with any of them, and then discussed it with the Ansar, asking them about it, and did not find it with any of them, except with another person, who was also called Khuzaimah. So I wrote it down at the end of Surah Bara'. Had there been three verses, I would have made them a separate surah. Then I examined the Mus'haf a third time, and this time I found nothing missing. Then Usman sent a message to Hafsa, asking her to give him the Sahifa, and swore that he would return it to her. She gave him the Sahifa. He then compared the Sahifa with the Mus'haf and found them to be in complete agreement. Then he returned it to her, and this made him very happy. He then ordered certain people to write down more masahif. Then when Hafsa passed away, Abdullah ibn Umar was vehemently asked to hand over the mushaf. He complied, and then it was washed. So viewers, we now come to the second variant of this narrative, and which is recorded in Kitab al-Mabani, edited by Arthur Jeffrey. And this narrative also is by Zayd ibn Sabit, as I have already referred to. So the text of the narrative is,
جَاءَ عُمْرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ إِلَىٰ أَبِي فَقَالْ يَا خَلِيفَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ الْيَمَامَةِ تَنَازَعُوا فِي الشَّهَادَةِ وَتَحَافَتُوا فِيهَا تَحَافُتَ الْفَرَاشِ فِي النَّارِ وَإِنِّي خَشِيتُ أَنْ يَهْلِكَ الْقُرْآنَ وَهَلَاكُهُ بِزَهَابِ حَمَلَتِهِ وَإِنِّي أَرَى لَكَ أَنْ تَكْتُبَهُ فِي صَحِيفَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ فقال أبو بكر أأسنو خلاف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأخاف ما لم يخف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتراد القول بينهما حتى انقطع عمر من مجلسه فجلس مهزئلا يعني منقبضا قال زيد وأرسل إلي فجئت فجلست بين يدي فقال لي وإشار إلى عمر كالباكي إن هذا أرادني أن أجمع القرآن فأبيت عليه وقلت أأسنو خلاف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأرسلت إليك فإن جامعتني على عمري لم أتابع وإن أنت جامعته على رأيك اتبعتك يا عمر ما تقول قال عمر أرى أن تجمعه فإنما قصدك منه خير وإني خشيت أن لقي المسلمون مثلها أن تذهب حملة القرآن وذهابه بذهاب حملته قال أبو بكر فما ترى يا زيد قال زيد كَأَنَّ رَأْيِي مِثْلُ رَأْيِكَ وَأَرَى عُمَرْ يَقُولُ إِنَّمَا قَصْدُكَ مِنْهَا خَيْرٌ قَالْ فَأَمَّا إِذَا تَابَعْتُهُ فَإِنَّكَ كُنْتَ كَاتِبُ الْوَحْيِ وَأَمِينُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَنْتَ عِنْدَنَا أَمِينُ فَقَدْ أَمَرْتُكَ أَنْ تَكْتُبَهُ وَسَأَجْعَلُ مَعَكَ رَجُلًا أَبَانُ بْنُ سَعِيدٍ الْأُمَوِي الْأَكْبَرُ فَإِنَّهُ فَتًى مِنْ قُرَيْشِ فَسِيحٌ فَقَالَ وَأَظُنُّهُ قَالَ هُوَ مِنْ أَفْصَحِ قُرَيْشٍ وإنما أنزل القرآن بلغة قريش فابتده على بركة الله فإن أشكل عليكم شيء فارفعه إلي لأكون معكما فيه ثم أرسل إلى من كان عندهم القرآن شيء فجمعته وكان عند عمر من ذلك حز كبير لم يكن عند أحد مثله وكان القرآن إنما هو في الأكتاف والعصف والألواح وقطع الأدم قال فكتبناه فما اختلفنا في جمعه إلا في حرف واحد قلت أن يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة من ربكم وكانت لغة قريش التابوت ولغة الأنصار التابوه فقال أبان بن سعيد أن يأتيكم التابوت قال فارتفعنا إلى أبي بكر فقصصنا عليه فقال أبو بكر أنفذاه التابوت على بركة الله قال وكتبناه أجمع في صحيفة واحدة قال فعرضت أرضة واحدة فوجدتني قد أسكت منه هذه الآية من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما أحد الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه فسألت المهاجرين والأنصار فلم أجد عند أحد منه وقد كنت أعرفها وقد كان أملها علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكرهت أن أثبتها حتى يشهد معي غيري فأثبتها عند خزيمة بن ثابت الأنصاري الذي أجاز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شهادته بشهادة رجلين فكتبتها ثم عرضته أرضة أخرى فوجدتني قد أسكت آيتين وقد عرفتها لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم فسألت عنهم المهاجرين والأنصار فلم أجدهما عند أحد منهم إلا عند خزيمة بن ثابت الذي أجاز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شهادته فكتبتها في آخر براء قال فعمد أبو بكر على ذلك حتى حلك ثم عمد عمر على ذلك حتى حلك فالتقى أهل الشام وأهل العراق مكفر هؤلاء هؤلاء وهؤلاء هؤلاء ثم إن حذيفة بن اليمان أقبل كافلا حتى قدم المدينة فنزل على عثمان قبل أن يأتي رحله فقال يا أمير المؤمنين أدرك الناس قبل أن يتفرقوا كما تفرقت بنو إسرائيل قال ولما؟ قال التقى أهل الشام وأهل العراق بمرج أرمينيا فهؤلاء لا حرف وهؤلاء لا حرف يكفر هؤلاء هؤلاء وهؤلاء هؤلاء قال زيد فأرسل عثمان إلي فقال إني أرى أن أجمع الناس على مصحف على مصحف فقلت نعم ما رأيت يا أمير المؤمنين فأرسل عثمان إلى من كان عنده شيء من القرآن من المهاجرين والأنصار فجمعه كله فدفعه إلي فكتبت المصحف فأرسل إلى حفصة ابعثي إلي بالرقعة فقالت إني أخاف أن تحبسه عني فحلف لها عثمان ليردنه عليه وأخرج المصحف إلى الناس وأحرق ما سوى ذلك. So a simple translation of this narrative which is recorded in Kitab al-Mawani would be, as I said, it is reported by Zayd ibn Thabit. So Zayd reported, Umar came to Abu Bakr and said, O successor of the Messenger of God, on the day of Yamama, people were competing with one another to take lead in being martyred in the way of God and succumbed in the battle the way moths succumb in the fire. And I fear that the Quran might be lost, and this will occur by the death of its memorizers. And my opinion is that you have it collected in one sahifa. At this, Abu Bakr said, should I do something which the Messenger of God never did? And should I fear something which he never feared? This discussion went on among the two until Umar sat in a corner disconnected. He was disconsolate and sad. Abu Bakr sent for me. I came and sat down before him. He said, motioning towards Umar, who was almost in tears, this person wants me to collect the Quran. I have refused telling him that should I do something which the Messenger of God never did? If you agree with me, I will not follow Umar's advice. And if you wish to follow Umar, I will follow you. What do you say, O Umar? Umar replied, I think you should collect it because your intention is good in this endeavor
And I fear that if Muslims encounter these circumstances, its memorizers will vanish, and the Quran's vanishing will be through the vanishing of its memorizers. Abu Bakr said, "What is your opinion, Zayd?" Zayd said, "I am of the same opinion as yours, but I have seen Umar say, your intention in this endeavor is good." Abu Bakr said, "If I follow Umar's advice, you have been writing down revelations, and you are a trusted person of the Messenger of God, and a trustworthy person among us. So I ask you to write it down. I will also depute another person with you, Aban ibn Sa'id ibn al-As, al-Umawi al-Akbar. He is from the Quraysh, having a fine linguistic taste. A narrative said, "I think he said he has the finest linguistic taste among the Quraysh. And the Quran has been revealed in the dialect of the Quraysh, and begin now with this task, with the blessing of God. If you both encounter any difficulty, bring it to me, so that I can be with you in solving it." Zayd said, Then I sent for all those who had some portion of the Quran with them, and I then collected it. And thus Umar had the greatest role in having the Quran collected, and no one can rival him in this matter. Previously, the Quran was written on shoulder blades, bark of palm trees, tablets, and pieces of leather. We wrote out the Quran, and we did not differ in writing it down, except in one case. أَيَّأْثِيَكُمُ الثَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ The dialect of the Quraysh was At-Tabut, and that of the Ansar, At-Tabuh. Aban ibn Sa'id remarked, "The word written should be أَيَّأْثِيَكُمُ الثَّابُوتُ." Zayd said, "We took this matter to Abu Bakr and informed him of the differing opinions." He opined, "Adopt the word At-Tabut by the grace of God. We wrote it down and collected the Quran in a single sahifa. I examined the sahifa and found that the following verse was not present. Min al-mu'minin rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullah alayh. I asked the Muhajirun and the Ansar about it and did not find it with anyone, although I knew it very well and the Messenger of God had dictated it to me. I disliked writing it down unless I had another witness to it. I found it with Khuzaimah ibn Sabit al-Ansari, whose witness was regarded by the Messenger of God to carry twice the weight of a man's witness. So I wrote it down. Then I examined the written sahifa for a second time, and this time I found that I had left out two verses. And these are, لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ Then again I asked the Muhajirun and the Ansar about it and did not find it with anyone except Khuzaimah ibn Sabit al-Ansari, whose witness was twice as per the sanction of the Prophet. So I wrote them down at the end of Surah Bara'ah. The situation remained like this in the time of Abu Bakr and then also in the time of Umar. Then the people of Syria and Iraq met with one another and started to declare one another as disbelievers. Then Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman came over to Medina and came to Usman before going to his house. And said, "O leader of the believers, get hold of the people, lest they differ with one another the way the Israelites did." Usman required, "How is this the case?" Huzaifa replied, "The people of Syria and Iraq have met in the land of Armenia, and one of them is reading the Quran on one recital and the other on another, and are declaring one another to be disbelievers. Usman sent for me and said, 'I want to gather people on one mushaf.' I said, 'You have formed a wonderful opinion, O leader of the believers.' Usman then sent for all those among the Muhajirun and the Ansar who had any portion of the Quran with them and collected all of it and consigned it to me, and I wrote it down in a mushaf. He then sent for Hafsa to hand over the material. She replied, 'I fear that you will not return it.' Usman swore that he would return it. He took the mushaf thus prepared before the people and had all others burnt." So viewers, this is the second of the variants, and obviously it's a very long narrative, and I had to read out the whole of it before you, because unless we have a complete picture of all these narratives, we cannot find out and we cannot compare it with the standard version. Now, next is a narrative which is reported by Salim ibn Abdullah and Kharajat ibn Zayd. And this narrative has been recorded by by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Masahif. And the narrative is, this, is, as I said, is reported by Salim ibn Abdullah and Kharajat ibn Zayd. So the words are, أن أبا بكر الصديق كان جمع القرآن في خراتيس وكان قد سأل زيد بن ثابت النظر في ذلك فأبى حتى استعان عليه بعمر ففعل وكانت تلك الكتب عند أبي بكر حتى توفي ثم عند عمر حتى توفي ثم كانت عند حفصة زوج النبي فأرسل إليها عثمان فأبت أن تدفعها إليه حتى عاهدها ليردنها إليها فبعثت بها إليه فنسخ عثمان في هذه المصاحف ثم ردها إليها فلم تزل عندها حتى أرسل مروان فأخذها فحركها. So a translation of this narrative would be, Salim bin Kharija reported that Abu Bakr collected the Quran on pages and he had sought the help of Zayd ibn Thabit to have a look at it. Zayd refused until Abu Bakr asked for Umar to convince Zayd, who then agreed, so he complied. These pages remained with Abu Bakr till his death, and then with Umar till his death, and then with Hafsa, wife of the Prophet. Uthman asked her to send these pages to him, but she said that she will not give them to him until he promised her that their return. She then sent them to him, and Uthman copied them into these masahif and then returned them to her. They remained with her till her death, and then Marwan sent for them and took hold of them and burnt them. And now we come to the next of these narratives. And the next of these narratives, in fact, is a group of three variants, or three narratives, which are reported by Ibn Shahab al-Zuhri. And I'll read out all three of them. So the first of these narratives is reported by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Masahif. And as I said, it is reported by Ibn Shahab al-Zuhri. So the first of these variants is recorded by Ibn Shahab Zuhri, and as I said, by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Masahif, is قال بلغنا إنه كان أنزل قرآن كثير فقتل علماؤه يوم اليمامة الذين كانوا قد وعوه فلم يعلم بعدهم ولم يكتب فلما جمع أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان القرآن ولم يوجد مع أحد بعدهم وذلك فيما بلغنا حملهم على أن يتبعوا القرآن فجمعوه في الصحف في خلافة أبي بكر خشية أن يقتل رجال من المسلمين في المواطن معهم كثير من القرآن فيذهب بما معهم من القرآن ولا يوجد عند أحد بعدهم فوفق الله عثمان فنسخت تلك الصحف في المصاحف فبعث بها إلى الأمصار وبثها في المسلمين. So a simple translation of this narrative would be, Ibn Shahab al-Zuhri said, this report has reached us that a great portion of the Quran revealed was known only to memorizers who had been killed on the day of the Battle of Yamama. And what they had of the Quran in their memories was neither known after them nor written. When Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman collected the Quran and it was not found with anyone after them, and this is among those things which have reached us, which show what motivated them to find verses of the Quran. They collected it in Suhuf in the time of the Caliphate of Abu Bakr, fearing that many Muslims might similarly be killed in other battles, and it would not be found with anyone after them. The Almighty blessed Uthman with the urge that he copied those Suhuf into Masahif, and he sent them in the various territories of the Muslims and spread them among the Muslims. Now, the second of these variants, also by Ibn Shahab, is recorded by Abu Shama in his Al-Murshid al-Wajiz, and it reads, إن المسلمين لما أصيبوا باليمامة فزع أبو بكر رضي الله عنه إلى القرآن وخاف أن تهلك منه طائفة وإنما كان في العصب والركاء فأقبل الناس بما كان معهم وعندهم حتى جمع على أهل بكر رضي الله عنه فكتبوه في الورق وجمعوا فيه وقال أبو بكر التمسوه له اسما فقال بعضهم السفر وقال بعضهم كان الحبشة يدعونه لمصحف قال فكان أبو بكر أول من جمع القرآن في المصحف. The next, I'll read the translation. So Ibn Shahab says, When a lot of Muslims were killed at the Battle of Yamama, Abu Bakr had fears about the Quran that a part of it may be lost. And it was at that time written on the bark of palm trees and parchment. So he sent for people to come over with the portions of the Quran they had with them, and people came over with whatever they had with them until Abu Bakr collected the Quran. People wrote it out on pages and collected it in it. Abu Bakr then said, "Find a suitable name for this." Some of them suggested the name Sifr, and some said that the Abyssinians call it Mushaf. Ibn Shahab says, Abu Bakr was the first to collect the Quran in a Mushaf. Next, we come to the third variant, also by Ibn Shahab, and this has been recorded by As-Suyuti in his Ad-Dur al-Manthur. So, the text is, لما أسر القتل في قراء القرآن يوم اليمامة قتل منهم يومئذ 400 رجل لقي زيد بن ثابت عمر بن الخطاب فقال له إن هذا القرآن هو الجامع لديننا فإن ذهب القرآن ذهب ديننا وقد عزمت أن أجمع القرآن في كتاب فقال له انتظر حتى أسأل أبو بكر فمزيا إلى أبي بكر فأخبراه بذلك فقال لا تعجل حتى أشاور المسلمين ثم كان خطيبا في الناس فأخبرهم بذلك فقالوا أسبت فجمعوا القرآن وأمر أبو بكر مناديا فنادى في الناس من كان عنده شيء من القرآن فليجئ به قالت حفصة إذا انتهيتم إلى هذه الآية فأخبروني حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى فلما بلغوا إليها قالت اكتبوا والصلاة الوسطى وهي صلاة العصر فقال لها عمر ألك بهذا بينا قالت لا قال فوالله لا ندخل في القرآن ما تشهد به إمرأة بلا إقامة بينا وقال عبد الله بن مسعود اكتبوا والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر وإنه فيه إلى آخر الدهر فقال عمر نحو عنا هذه العربية. So this narrative I will now read out its translation before you. Ibn Shahab says, when the death toll among the reciters rose in the battle of Yamama, 400 of them fell on that day. Zayd ibn Thabit met Umar and said to him, "This Quran is what unites our religion. If the Quran goes, so goes our religion. Hence, I have resolved to collect the Quran in a book." Umar said to him, "Wait until I ask Abu Bakr." Thus they both went to see Abu Bakr and informed him about the situation. He said, "Do not be in haste until I consult the Muslims." Then he delivered a sermon to the Muslims, informing them about the depraved situation caused by the Yamama slaughter. They said, "You are right." So they collected the Quran. Abu Bakr ordered a person to call out among the people and ask them to bring over any part of the Quran that they might have. Hafsa said, "When you reach the verse, Hafizu ala salawati wa salatil wusta, let me know." When they reached this verse, she said, "Write these additional words, As-salat al-wusta wa hiya salat al-asr." At this, Umar said, "Do you have a proof of this? Do you have a proof of this?" She replied, "No." He responded, "By God, nothing shall be inserted in the Quran which a lady testifies to without any proof." Abdullah ibn Masud said, "Write, wal-asr innal insana lafi khusr wa innahu fihi ila akhir al-dahr." Umar said, "Take away from us this Bedouin dialect." We now come to the next narrative. It is by Abbad ibn Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And this has been recorded by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Masaif. So the words are, أَتَحْ الْحَارِسِ ibn خُزَيْمَ بِهَاتَيْنِ الْآيَتَيْنِ مِنْ آخِرِ السُّورَةِ بَرَى لَكَ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّنْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ إِلَى قَوْلِهِ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ إلى عمر فقال من معك على هذا قال لا أدري والله إني أشهد أني سمعتها من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ووعيتها وحفظتها فقال عمر وأنا أشهد لسمعتها من رسول الله ثم قال لو كانت ثلاث آيات لجعلتها سورة على حدة فانظروا سورة من القرآن فالحقوهما فيها فألحقتها في آخر براءة. A translation of this narrative is, Al-Haris ibn al-Khuzaymah brought the following two verses of Surah Bara to Umar. لقد جاءكم رسول من انفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
Obviously, then he read the translation of this verse is something which I have often read out in these sessions. So Umar said, "Is there anyone else with you who can testify to the verses?" He replied, "I don't know, but by God, I heard these verses from the Messenger of God and memorized them." Umar said, "And I testify that I also heard them from the Messenger of God." Then he said, "If the verses were three in number, I would have made them a separate surah. Look for a surah of the Quran and append these verses to it." So I placed them at the end of Surah Bara'ah. Viewers, we go on in this voyage, and I really would like you to be with me, to bear with me, because these texts of the narratives are important in order to comprehend the fact that the variety of variants have been circulated in this regard, which depict a different version of the first collection. All of them till now, as I said, all of them depict that Abu Bakr Ta'ala Anhu was responsible for this first collection, but you can clearly see that they are in dire contradiction with the standard version. So we next come to two variants, and these are recorded by Abu Aliya. So the first one reads, أنهم جمعوا, and this narrative is also recorded by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Musahif.
عن عمل آلية عن عبي بن قعب أنه جمع القرآن من مصحف أبي فكان رجال يكتبون يملي عليهم أبي بن قعب فلما انتهوا إلى الآية التي في سورة البراء ثم انصرفوا صرف الله قلوبهم بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون أثبتوا أن هذه الآية آخر ما أنزل الله تعالى من القرآن فقال أبي بن قعب إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أقرأني بعد هذا آيتين لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم إلى آخر السورة فقال فهذا آخر ما نزل من القرآن قال فختم الأمر بما فتح الله به بلا إله إلا الله بقول الله تعالى وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدوني.
Abu al-Aliya said, they collected the Quran from the Mus'haf of Ubay. The procedure adopted was that many people would write and Ubay ibn Qab would dictate to them. When they reached the following verse of Surah Bara'ah, ثُمَّنْ صَرَفُوا صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, they thought that it was the last verse revealed. Ubay informed them, the Prophet had recited out to me two more verses after these, and they are, again, those two verses, the last two verses of Surah Tawbah are the ones that he said that the Prophet recited him. Now, the next variant is also recorded by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Masahif, and the words are, إِنَّهُمْ جَمَعُوا الْقُرْآنَ فِي مُصَفٍ فِي خِلَافَةِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ فَكَانَ رِجَالٌ يَكْتُبُونَ وَيُمْلِي عَلَيْهِمْ أُبَيُّ بْنُ قَعْبٍ فَلَمَّا انْتَهُوا إِلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ مِنْ سُورَةِ بَرَاءَةٍ ثُمَّ انْصَرَفُوا صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَّا يَفْقَهُونَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهَا آخِرُ مَا أُنْزِلَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ فَقَالَ أُبَيُّ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَقْرَأَنِي بَعْدَهُنَّ آيَتَيْنِ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ فَهَذَا آخِرُ مَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ فَخُتِمَ الْأَمْرُ بِمَا فُتِحَ بِهِ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ جَلَّ شَأْنُهُ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونِ. So Abu al-Aliya reports from Ubay, they collected the Quran in a Mus'haf in the caliphate of Abu Bakr. The procedure adopted was that many people would write and Ubay ibn Qab would dictate to them. When they reached the following verse of Surah Bara'ah, and the verse is ثُمَّنْ صَرَفُوا صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, Ubay informed them, the Prophet had recited out to me two more verses after these. And then the two verses obviously are the two verses of Surah Tawbah, which we already know. That he said that these were the last verses of the Quran, and thus the matter of revelation was closed with which it began, as per the words of the Almighty, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونِي, which means, and never did we send a messenger before you except that we revealed to him, saying, there is no God but I,
So worship me. And finally, viewers, we come to the last of these reports, which mention a different account of collection, which contradicts the standard version. And this is recorded by Al-Yaqubi in his Tariq. So the words are, قَالَ عُمْرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ لِأَبِي بَكْرِ يَا خَلِيفَةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِنَّ حَمَلَةَ الْقُرْآنَ قَدْ قُتِلَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْيَمَامَةِ فَلَوْ جَمَعَتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَذْهَبَ حَمَلَتُهُ فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ أَفْعَلُ مَا لَمْ يَفْعَلْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ بِهِ عُمَرُ حَتَّى جَمَعَهُ وَكَتَبَهُ فِي الصُّحُفِ وَكَانَ مُفْتَرِقًا فِي الْجَرِيدِ وَغَيْرِهَا وَأَجْلَسَ 25 رَجُلًا مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ وَ50 رَجُلًا مِنْ الْأَنْصَارِ وَقَالَ اكْتُبُوا الْقُرْآنَ وَاعْزُوا عَلَى سَيِّدِ مِنَ الْأَعَاصِ فَإِنَّهُ رَجُلٌ فَصِيحٌ. A simple translation again of this narrative, as I said, is recorded by Yaqubi in his Tariq, is that Umar ibn al-Khattab said to Abu Bakr, O successor of the Messenger of God, many memorizers of the Quran have been killed in the Battle of Yamama. I wish you could collect the Quran because I fear that its memorizers would vanish. At this, Abu Bakr replied, Should I do something which the Messenger of God never did? Umar kept on pressing me until he collected it and wrote it down in a mushaf, in a suhuf. Till then it was written in various pieces of stem stock and other things. And Abu Bakr gathered 25 people from the Quraysh and 50 from the Ansar and said, Write down the Quran and present it before Sayyid ibn al-As, for he is a man of refined linguistic taste. So, viewers, these are the various accounts of first collection. Again, all of them are attributed to the Caliph Abu Bakr ta'ala anhu. But you can see that all these narratives tell a different story of the first collection. Now, I'm going to end this session here because I earlier thought that I would also enumerate the contradictions not only between these alternative first accounts, but also between these alternative first accounts of collection with the standard version. Since I think that in this session, it would be sufficient that if you could just perhaps go through these narratives once again and find out the various things or the various details that they enumerate regarding these collections, I will, inshallah, in the next session, go on and discuss each of these narratives, point out to the contradictions between narratives, and also discuss the isnad of these narratives. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.